Well, this is the SM7B in my other studio. Now, I don't think this is going to work in here very well at all because in the background, I've got a computer whining away. It's actually in a separate cupboard, but it still makes a lot of noise. I'm the same distance here that I was at the other studio. So pretty much everything's the same apart from the acoustics of the room and the noise that's immediately behind me. I guess I could probably move. So perhaps I'll try that. Bear with me. Right, continuing now. I've changed the way the microphone is set up. So the actual back of the microphone is now pointing towards the noise source. And the open end of the microphone is pointed down the rest of the room. It works reasonably well, I think. I'm not quite sure if we'll hear too much of a difference between this and the other studio, but it's the same mic, and it's the same distance, and it's the same voice, and you'll have to draw some conclusions. It's rather annoying because I've recently changed to a new fibre system here, and it's meant that I've had to move into the studio the NAS drive that I use for recording. And so as I'm recording this, I can actually hear that thing chuntering away, which is a little bit annoying. And because of the way it worked, I had to take a panel out of the rack. So I'm actually now hearing noise that's inside the rack from the fans of the computer. So it's raised the noise floor up in this studio quite a bit. I've got to sort it, but it means moving the NAS drive, and it means moving a computer inside the rack so that it's further away from the ventilation grill. It was a bit of a mistake on my part. There are two computers in the same cupboard, but they're quiet, and the computer that is in the rack now appears not to be. It's just the fans running away. But I guess that in the background behind my voice you can hear that. Right, what I'm going to do is do a swap with this for... So this is me looking to check it's here. Yeah, so I'm going to swap this SM7B in the same mic position. I won't move anything. I'll just swap the microphone for an AKG 414 and we'll see what happens. Putting it back into record. Oh, that's all right. So putting it back into record, this time with an AKG 414, it's the XLS version. I've got a couple of these. So it's sitting in the mic stand exactly the same distance from my mouth as the SM7B was. And we're a little recording with this. And then I'll do the same with its sister microphone, which is at the other place. So again, just to explain the way it's set up, it's a long room. It's not particularly wide. One end is treated. I'll take some photos so you can sort of see what it looks like. Again, it's a bit of a mess. Oddly, in this room that I do a lot of the music for video in, it's set up the wrong way around for most people. The desk is in the middle of the room, halfway down. The room's laid out quite strangely, I think, from most people's perspective. It was a happy accident. I tried it and it worked. So the actual desk is halfway down the room, and the loudspeakers then fire back down into that section. It was a bit toppy, so I've got quite a few acoustic thin tiles, the 2-inch thick ones. I've got quite a few of those on the walls, which have worked nicely for the top end. On the ceiling above me there is a bass trap. Strange place again, but it's not a particularly deep one. It goes up about, I think, 6 inches behind that bit of foam at the front. But it's right in the middle of the room, and it originally was going to be an air duct, so I could suck out the air. So I built it in when we did the studio, and I've converted it into a bass trap. Because of the surfaces immediately behind where the microphone is now being hard, I mean, one of them is a door, one of them is a rack full of gear. The other section, has got a very thick foam insert in it. So it's a 4-inch thick bit of foam, and it goes floor to ceiling, and it's a couple of feet wide. It's not really a bass trap. It works a little bit lower down than the thinner stuff on the walls, but it seemed to get rid of a bit of a boom that the room had without taking up any more space. Again, an experiment that worked. So that's what this one is. So that's the 414, this end of the room. Well, we'll see. Well, it's a bit precarious, but I've balanced the Neumann TLM 103 in the AKG 414's holder. I don't think it'll fall out. The cable will probably stop it, but it doesn't really fit. It's just perched on the top. Anyway, so I thought I'd just do a comparison as it's sitting here. So this, again, is the 414 swapped for the TLM 103 in this studio, pointing in the same direction. Other than that, nothing very much has changed. And I'm now going to do the same sort of test in the other end of the studio. Right, we're down the other end of the studio now, and it's the TLM 103. And immediately behind me, as I'm speaking into the microphone, is the green screen wall. So it's hard surface, floor to ceiling, and it's got a curve in it. So any noise you can hear or any sort of odd reflections are almost certainly due to that curve. This end of the studio has got hard walls both sides. So it does sound, normally it sounds much more boxy. I'm not quite sure whether the microphone here will pick that up. I'm sure it probably will, but it's not the sort of place where you probably want to record voiceovers. It works fairly good close in. It doesn't seem to affect it if you put the microphone close to your mouth. I can live with that, but it's certainly a harder sounding area. Right, this time I'm back on the 414 again, in the part of the studio where it's a little bit live, hard walls and the nasty green screen curve that's immediately behind me. So hopefully that makes some sort of sense when we compare it against the deader sound I'm going to get later on when I go to the other studio. So this is the AKG 414. It's an XLS version, and we're in the hard end of the studio. And finally, this is back on the SM7B, again in the hard area, same distances as before. Behind me, the curved green screen, which is hard. Behind the microphone, another hard wall. So this is the traditionally boxy end of my studio. So that's the test, I think. This one's the SM7. It's quite interesting to look at the levels compared with the 414 and the 103. The level of this is hardly tickling the meters. So I need to just double check on that one. But you should get an idea of the noise. Probably it's fair to say that although I've got the SM7B here, I didn't bring the cloud lifter. So I'm going to have to make the gain up afterwards. So hopefully the increase in noise that produces won't colour it too much, and you still should be able to sound. So hopefully you still should be able to hear the sort of colour of the room, if you like. I'm not really quite sure if that's going to work or not, but at least we've had a go, haven't we?